This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This one right here, this big one. Don't touch. I'm not supposed to touch the big one. What does it do? Everyone. I shouldn't have done the bliss. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. John is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. And Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent. We have college students that weren't even born when Johnny Carson had the Tonight Show. So, yeah, young people won't understand this, but there was a time back in the 80s that people were making the comment, wow, it's Johnny Carson on the Johnny Carson Show.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Hey, John, I want to thank you. I really want to thank you so much for helping me and our class for over a week. And when I was a little younger and my son was very, very young, our son, he said to me, Dad, what's the definition of a friend? And I said, well, a good friend, and you may only have maybe five of them in your entire life, a good friend in financial terms is someone you can say, may I borrow $1,000? And that good friend will say, will respond, but you don't have to say why. You don't have to say, listen, I need it for bail. I have this payment I have to make. No questions asked. That good friend, and this was years ago, like 20 years ago, when we had this discussion. And so I explained that to him, and he said, okay. And I explained to him that, you know, you won't have a lot of friends in your life, really good friends. I mean, you'll have a lot of acquaintances. You meet a whole bunch of people. But in terms of good friends, you just won't have many that you could say that to. Right after I did that, I got on the computer and I sent an email to one of my good friends. This was before I met you. And I said, very simply, may I borrow $1,000? Thank you, Vincent. And I did not need that $1,000. I got an immediate email back. And the email, I remember the words to this day. It says, I can't do it now. It's not like, no, what do you need it for? Why? I'll contact my lawyer. See, we'll have the papers drawn up. None of that. It's just, I cannot do it now. And I don't think I'll divulge who that person is, but he's one of our instructors right here at USA Prepares. I've known him for a long time. And that's one definition of a friend, a good friend, in my, you know, in financial terms. Someone who's not going to ask you a lot of questions, someone who trusts you, someone who, you know, you've bonded with. Another definition of a good friend is a John Reagan. You know, a guy you can call up and say, hey, you know, I really need some time to tend to the farm. Something I have to do. I just cannot do it any other way. And John Reagan says, sure, be glad to do it. So, John Reagan, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you. And I'd like our class to know that there are people like John Reagan out there. But you have to have a common bond. You know, you just can't make friends with people you have nothing in common with. So if you find those people, you know, certainly work to keep that relationship strong if you can. It's not a lot of work. It's just, you know, just be nice to each other. And I wanted to share that. It's wonderful, wonderful having John Reagan as a very, 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 very dear friend. So thank you so much, John Reagan.
Now, not to mention that if you overdose on bliss, all you got to do is give me a call and I can fix that.
And you know, one day, I don't know if we've ever shared this, John Reagan, one day, probably a couple of years ago, you called me and you said, hey, Vinny, our dog is not doing well, and, you know, eventually she won't be alive. And can we bury her on your farm? And I said, I'm really sorry to hear that, certainly. Words to that effect. And so, John Reagan, I think about you all the time. I mean, 200 feet outside the back door, that's where Lady is. And our dogs have died, and cats have died too. So we have a pet cemetery. And I just wanted to say, you know, it's not financial terms necessarily. It's just real, honest, earnest friendship. And I hope that, you know, throughout life, everyone that is within the sound of our voice has what we have, John Reagan. What do you think?
You know, it's something to appreciate.
John, I was, over the last week, I was pumping gas in our truck, our 2004 farm truck. And there was this, there were, you know, plenty of gas pumps. And there was this van that pulled up. It looked like I would say a 1980s vintage van. You could call it a, you know, like a hippie van, except it didn't have peace signs and, you know, it wasn't painted with a brush or a broom. It was, you know, it was just old. And it showed signs of being old. And it was raining, and I was under the overhead part of the gas station, pumping gas in this, I would guess, 30-year-old woman got out, and I was washing the windows and from the other side of the pump, and she took out this can. It was a blue water jug, 5-gallon water jug, something that, you know, if you're traveling, you would have water in. The blue is for water, and red is for gas, and yellow is for diesel. These plastic, you know, containers. And she was pouring gasoline into her gas tank at the gas pump from her blue water jug. And when she was done, she turned and faced me and put the jug down between us. And she said, "Can you help me? I could really use some gas." And I looked at her, and I could see that, and it looked like her hair was a little oily, and she, you know, hadn't had a shower in a while. And the windows of the back of the van were open, so it didn't look like she had air conditioning. It looked like she was sleeping in this van. It had curtains on it. And I said, you need gas? And she said, yes. And I said, sure. One word, sure. And so I took the nozzle that was in my hand, and I put it in her water jug. It was the same material as a gas can. It's just blue plastic instead of red plastic. You can see these things at the Chinese factory outlet. And it would probably be used for, you know, an RV water jug. So I said, let me know when it's full. Because she could see from her side. And she said, okay, it's full. And then I put the pump back, or the nozzle back, and I said, where are you going? And she told me she was headed toward New York. And I said, are you traveling alone? And she said, yes. And here's the point. There are people out there who really need help. And she didn't, you know, when she pulled out in front of me. And she didn't, like, race out and burn fuel. She was very careful how she accelerated. So, you know, it was nice to see that she just wasn't wasting fuel. She was trying to make it last. And I didn't help her a lot. I just helped her a little bit. But the point is, John, there are a whole bunch of people, I believe, who are in these situations. I don't know if there's a man in her life or not, but she's trying to get her life back together. And it was nice to just give her that, just that little bit of help, little tiny, tiny, tiny bit of help. And as I travel, you know, wherever I go, I'm not talking about trips, I'm just talking about wherever I happen to be. When I have the opportunity, I will say, you know, I don't give to organized charities. I help people directly. Why don't you consider doing that too? And that's what I'll say to people. And I think it does a lot more when you actually help and interact with people rather than make them beg for help from these organizations. Fill out the application and beg and beg and beg, and maybe you'll get some help, and forget it. Why don't you just help people directly? That's my point. John Reagan, what do you think?
Absolutely.
There you go. John Reagan's with us, and right after these few short commercial announcements, we'll be right back. I'm going to read the manual and figure out how all this works so we can stay on the air today. I've got to be retrained. I'm Vin Finelli. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Meet up Monday. Got a meet up on Monday. I'll be there. And we're going to talk about my observations, things that I've seen over the last week, dots that I've connected, and it will be an interactive meetup, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very enlightening. Things that I've seen, the direction society is going as I see it. And that's what the main topic of Monday night's meetup at Jimmy's Egg will be. Captain John Reagan's with us. So, John, how did it go? You know? How did
it, you know, I've never been water skiing, but my sense is it's kind of like going water skiing, except that you're, at the same time you're also piloting the boat.
Oh, well, there used to be a comedian on television many, many decades ago. His name is Stephen Wright. And he was asked, so how you doing? And he said, well, you know how when you lean back on the two legs of a chair and you just start to fall, you lose your balance? I feel like that all the time. So, can you give us some highlights of some fun that you had, or some challenges, or you know, like some of the backstory? I think our class would like to know what it's like, you know, being in the left seat.
Now, it's if you like surprises, it's a great place to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know what's going to happen, when, and yeah, every guest, you know, assuming they show up, has their own personality, and even within that, sometimes you don't even know how things are going to go, and you even talked about this with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You know, you talk about what you're going to talk about, and then when you get on the air, none of that ever happened.
Are you specifically talking about Rick? Yeah, it's absolutely true. So you got a chance to see that. I'll tell you what happened, John. I was here at the farm, and maybe we start 9 o'clock. We broadcast 9 o'clock Central a.m. And what I do is I look at the atomic clock. It's right in front of me. And I know when the broadcast is going to start because it starts on time. This is all computer-driven. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's live radio. And it's going to go off whether we're ready or not. Well, about 9:02, the phone rang here, and I happened to be in the studio at the time. And Norm Shealy calls. This is Wednesday, last week. He said, "Hey, no one's answering the phone. They're not answering the phone." I said, "Okay, let me work on it. Keep trying." So he hung up the phone, and so I called GCN. And he was right. Nobody was answering the phone. Nobody was answering the phone. So I called into Studio 1. I have the back channel numbers. We're in Studio 3. And so I called Studio 1 and I said, John Reagan is trying to connect. I don't know if he's connected, but Norm Shealy's trying to connect. And Norm Shealy's his instructor and he can't connect. And can you make this happen? So they got the engineer in Studio 3 and made it happen. But it was a little late. I mean, it didn't start off perfectly as it might have. I don't know. To this moment, I still don't know exactly what happened. But Norm was unable to get the call in to connect in that 7 minutes or so that we have from the top of the hour until the broadcast starts about 7 after. So that was one of the first days that you were broadcasting. And but I'll tell you what, you have your share of these. You really do. Actually, you have your share and my share.
Hey, I'm just lucky that way.
John Reagan's with us. Captain John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And class, the resources are at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'm at the news tab. We're going to talk about the news, and we're going to talk about some more observations that I've seen. And some of them are, you know, not really all that pleasant. But it's just more anecdotal evidence of what you are seeing.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Hey, John Reagan, hey, I had a question. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with us about, you know, about the fun you had? Any other exciting moments?
Well, it's quite challenging doing a 2-hour monologue,
mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
At least these were planned ones, and yeah, unlike when a guest doesn't show up, that. I have to go and pull things out that I haven't even reviewed lately. But, you know, I could go out and find somebody as a guest, but I have so much material that I don't get to that I believe people need to know about that I'd rather go through doing the two-hour monologue. Mm-hmm. And unlike other shows where, you know, they have sound bites to play or callers calling in, I don't have that. So for me, it's the full 2 hours. You don't get a chance to, you know, make a mistake or anything. Your only break is the break.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So did you have fun?
Some people might think it's fun.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you have on today's blackboard for us?
Okay, what I did, as you know, I'm working on this report that by the time I pull it all together, you'll understand why I'm doing it the way I'm doing it. There's just so much, and to really appreciate the conclusion, you have to go through the journey. And what I have on for today is actually homework, because it's the America Revealed series that was on PBS back in 2012. And if you didn't see this, I've got the links where you can watch this for free online on PBS. There's four episodes. Episode one is Food Machine. Talks about where our food comes from and how it gets to us. Episode two, Nation on the Move, is about our transportation system. Episode three, Electric Nation, is about our utilities. And, you know, we've talked about that a bit here. You know, that grid is our lifeblood. And episode four, Made in the USA, is about manufacturing, which, yes, we still have manufacturing going on in America. And once you get through those four, you'll have a better understanding of the supply chain and how even in our normal modern times with everything working, how these pieces of the puzzle are barely working, and how automation is the only reason that they work at all. And when things go south and some of that disappears, I think it'll give you a greater appreciation for what you have to make up for.
You know, John, if you know, we were talking about this this lady who was driving this van. You know, if anything went wrong, she's really going to be a victim. Like, for example, if she did not encounter generosity of those along the way who might help her, she would be in peril. If the gas station didn't have gas or a fan belt breaks, you know, the price of repairs is so high. I don't know how she would survive a fan belt breaking, literally, from what I saw. It's really, we really are at the mercy of the supply chain, and as you said, it actually I don't understand how it operates as well as it does. I really don't. For example, 2 weeks ago I ordered some wire on eBay. I need this wire to install the solar panels. I bought it and paid for it within seconds. It was a buy it now. I bought it, paid for it. I was done in a minute. And so 10 days goes by, and I send an email to the guy. When can we expect it? And he goes, I'll send you the tracking number tomorrow. He didn't even ship it. You know, and I needed it. And what I'm saying is, those are the kinds of things that I think are going to happen more and more often. I think we're going to see more and more lying, one person to another, more and more misrepresentation, one person to another, more and more deception. And then you add the fragile nature of the communication system, and then the complexity of the lives of the people who are doing things, and the lack of trust that we're seeing. Let me give you an example. I was talking to a young man who has a friend. His friend has a relation who works in the policing department. So this guy's a cop. So the cop was in the car with his friend. And they're driving along, and I'm not sure why this other man was in the car. But the cop turns to this other man and says, "You know, we're going to make it." He's talking about his wife and him. They're going to make it. "We've been together 5 years, and we're going to make it." 2 days later, the cop leaves his wife. Why? On the side, he's had a girlfriend for a year and a half. During this ride, the cop goes and picks up two hogs that he had slaughtered and packaged. So the hogs go into the patrol car. He's using the patrol car as his personal vehicle. Government's paying his salary to protect and serve. He's doing neither. He's going to pick up his hogs. And he turns to the guy next to him and says, "You know why I'm going 85 miles an hour? Because I can." Just one more anecdotal story as to what's wrong with America. Just one more. I was visiting a family, and they had a house that was built 15 years ago. Not much has been done to this particular house since it was built by the builder. And I was getting a tour. And so the light switch to turn on the light in one of the rooms is behind the door. So what you do is you walk into the door, you open the door to go into the room, and then you close the door so you can get to the light switch. Now the only way that can happen is the electrician who was wiring this brand new house 15 years ago wasn't paying attention. Or they ordered the wrong hand door, meaning they ordered a left-hand door instead of a right-hand door. And they put it in anyway. That's the kind of stuff I see over and over and over again. I've been in homes that have been relatively new. Let's say 15 years old, 10 years old, something like that. And the faucets on these new homes allow you to control the temperature of the water for a shower and the bathtub. But not the volume. When we put shower fixtures in our house, we can control the amount of water and the temperature of the water. So what I'm saying is, I've seen over and over and over again in many houses, shower head controls that only control the temperature. So these things are running wide open, full blast, as much water as the shower head will permit. And so what was saved? The builder probably saved $20 per shower control. How many shower controls? Two. $40. That house in 15 years has probably wasted $1,000 worth of energy to heat the hot water that was unnecessary for the volume of water that comes out of that shower head. That's just one more thing that's wrong with America. And I see these, I see this sloppy work, the lack of attention to detail. Everywhere. Went to a gas station, washed my hands in the bathroom. And they had these cheap, cheesy faucets. Now you would think that a high volume gas station with maybe 8 pumps would have bathroom fixtures that would last a long time. These things would last maybe a year. Why even put them in? It costs more to put them in than the fixture cost. So why not put a good one in, one that has replaceable cartridges, one that will last 10 years? That's what I did. I mean, we don't have gold faucets in our house, but we have the best engineering. We have American standard faucets that have replaceable cartridges, and for, I don't know, $10, you can rebuild this entire faucet. That's what we have. It's just a standard chrome-looking faucet. But it'll last the lifetime of the house. What's wrong? What's wrong with us? Why aren't we doing this everywhere? John?
I guess we could just be glad that it's not the government doing it.
Right.
Then we can really have waste.
I saw, you know, over the last 7 days, 10 days, I saw a small army of guys with weed whackers. They're going down the center of the highway. Going down the center of the highway, mowing under the cheese graters, because you can't mow with a mower like you used to be able to drive a Batwing and just bang this thing out. No. Instead of having one guy in a tractor, you have one guy in a tractor, then you have a small army of guys with weed whackers mowing 20, 30, 100 miles of cheese grated highway. It's insanity.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today you've got your.
Take my. When you go to the
seat,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
And, John, what's next?
Well, we're going to go down to what I'd posted for August 11th. And, yeah, I know this is the day Larry was on, but I wasn't 100% sure if he was going to be there. So I was all set to do another two-hour marathon session if need be. And I'm going to cover the financial section in the time we have left in this segment. Reserve for how much longer, waiting to expire, and in the down is up meme, loss is gain. And we've talked about the reserve currencies, and if you have to scroll down a little bit to get to the chart, and it has the global reserve currency since 1450. And I've seen this a number of times, and it's kind of hard to try and tell you know exactly where those are. So what they did on this one is they basically rounded it to the nearest, you know, 0 or 5 year and put that up. So going back to 1450, Portugal was reserve currency for 80 years, Spain for 110, Netherlands 80, France 95, Britain 105. And since 1920, it's been the United States. So just a little resource for you to see that, you know, just based on, you know, past history, we're reaching the end of the expected life of the dollar being the reserve currency. We've also talked a lot about store closings. And when they do that, especially in bulk, they're breaking a lot of leases, which incurs a cost, too. Well, what they're doing now is they are still going to be closing stores, but rather than doing the mass closings, they're now waiting for the lease to expire, which saves them some money. And On the third one, the example here is Uber, but you can see things like this in many of the other of our modern tech bubble that is going to be popping in a little bit. And Uber has recorded $470 million in operating losses. So these companies that we hear about in the headlines, they, you know, they're getting a lot of press. They might even be getting some business, but they're not making any money. And that can only go on for so long before reality comes up and smacks them in the face. Vincent?
Well, John, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing people in stores, but I don't see them buying much. I don't see full carts. I don't see people buying any more than they absolutely, positively have to, for the most part. I mean, I'm talking about we, the villagers. Now, there are others who seem to have so much money they don't know what to do with it. But that's not us. You know, us in the middle, we in the middle class, we're not spending very much money. And you're absolutely right. People are looking for lower rent. They're looking for lower payments. They're looking to, they're just trying to survive. And it's getting tougher. It really is. I'm in total agreement with you. I'm seeing it. And I keep thinking about, I can still see that woman's face who needed gasoline. You know, what is she going to do next? What is she going to trade for survival? The point of all that is more of us are going to be in that position where we're going to have to trade things for survival. And I just hope she doesn't have to go back to the oldest profession to survive. But I have a feeling that more women are facing that than any of us would like to believe. And then you look at the Kardashians. I mean, America's most dysfunctional family. And they're in the news like 24 hours a day. It's a diversion. You need to pay attention. You need to turn off the food channel and the Kardashians and get serious about preparing. John Reagan, I'll be right back for hour number two, right after these top of the hour news and commercial announcements. I'm Vincent Finelli. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.